Earlier on the show, we were talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, and we heard from the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. She's looking into possible human rights violations by North Dakota authorities in last week's clashes with Native protesters. The clashes near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation continue, and now even President Obama has weighed in. Reporter Sandy Tolan has this look at how the pipeline standoff developed and where it might be going.
It started last April with two people praying in a teepee for others to come and help fight an oil pipeline that they said would threaten their land and water. And come they did. Climate activists, social justice groups, Black Lives Matter, Native people from around the world and just down the road. Today there are the flags of nearly 300 tribes planted in a protest camp. People here at the edge of the Standing Rock Reservation say it's the first time the Great Sioux Nation has fought as one since the 1876 Battle of Little Bighorn.
Oh gosh, thousands and thousands of people.
Linda Black Elk is an ethnobotanist and professor at Sitting Bull College at Standing Rock.
There are so many elders who you hear them say over and over, they're just so thankful that they've lived long enough to see this moment in history.
Their collective target, the 570,000-barrel-a-day Dakota Access Pipeline. Here's Candy Mossett of the Indigenous Environmental Network.
It would increase emissions by the equivalent of 29.5 new coal-fired power plants per year.
For Native people here, it's mainly about protecting sacred sites and the water of the Missouri River. Linda Black Elk points out the pipeline is only coming here because residents of the state capital didn't want it near them.
The city council of Bismarck and other people stood up and said, no, we don't want this pipeline to cross the Missouri north of Bismarck. That's going to mess with our water supply. So they decided that putting it just north of the Standing Rock Reservation was okay. And they absolutely expected us to not care. But they were wrong.
That determination led to last week's clash after protesters set up a second encampment directly in the path of the pipeline on lands granted the Sioux Nation in a treaty, but later taken away.
America's built on stolen land!
This brought an angry confrontation with local police, led by Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney.
You have a blockade across a state highway. All right, you have occupied private land. Okay. You're forcing our hand.
We don't want to make arrests.
The next day, hundreds of state and county police and a heavily armed National Guard moved in. They arrested 140 people, releasing clouds of pepper spray and bringing rioting charges. More than 50 protesters were treated for injuries. The arrested had numbers written on their arms. Most were held in cells resembling dog kennels. And the rough treatment continues, as captured in this video posted on Twitter. Yesterday, police responded with more pepper spray and rubber bullets when a group tried to cross a tributary of the Missouri River to prey on lands near the pipeline. But construction on the pipeline continues, and backers say there's no reason to hold it up. Here's North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple speaking at an energy conference last month.
This has already gone through the process. It's done. It's finished. All of the permits have been granted.
The Standing Rock tribe says it was never properly consulted and that the pipeline was fast-tracked. They got a break recently when the Army Corps of Engineers put a hold on the key Missouri River crossing right next to the reservation. And this week, President Obama offered sympathetic comments. In this interview with the online service Now This News,
my view is that there is a way for us to accommodate sacred lands of Native Americans.
The president said he would let the situation play out over the next few weeks.
Right now, the Army Corps is examining whether there are ways to reroute.
With all the money they've spent and all the pipe they've laid, it's not likely Energy Transfer would agree to change the route. But pipeline opponents like Mikasik Hamp Horanik say they'll never back down either.
It's never over, and we're never defeated, and we're never conquered. When our backs are against the river, we'll still be standing there to protect that water and to protect that river.
For The World, Sandy Tolan, near Cannonball, North Dakota.